Good morning. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry, although some clouds have moved in overnight. And we're opening up the day partly to mostly cloudy across the region, with temperatures mainly in the 60s. Sunshine will mix with the clouds as we head through the morning and into the afternoon, and a developing southerly wind at times will gust between 10 and 20 miles per hour, driving the temperatures into the lower to mid-80s with a bit more humidity in the air. At the same time, a trough of low pressure and an associated cold front will begin to make an approach from the eastern Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This front could move close enough to touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm later in the afternoon and toward the evening hours, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks. Overnight tonight, as the front and trough draw closer, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s to around 70. Energy, leftover moisture, and the front will all pass through during the day on Friday, keeping showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, especially for the first half of the day. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny, and Friday's highs will remain in the mid-80s. Behind this system, a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in for the weekend with more dry weather, and it will turn hot and humid. On Saturday, highs should reach to about 90, and then in the lower and mid-90s on Sunday, and with the building humidity by Sunday afternoon, the heat index could reach the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. The heat and humidity will remain in place on Monday and Tuesday with highs around the 90-degree mark, although some energy in the jet stream flow could move close enough to produce a few scattered thunderstorms both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front moving across the central part of the country will be the main focus for strong to severe thunderstorms and areas of heavy rain through the next couple of days. The main areas to watch will be across the central High Plains, mid-Mississippi Valley, and the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Episodes of high winds and hail, along with frequent lightning and potential flash flooding, may accompany these storms. Relatively cooler air behind the cold front will spread across the northern and central plains as we go through the next 24 hours. However, as the next upper trough from the northwest approaches, the heat is forecast to return across the northern high plains by tomorrow. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in place for the Ozarks, the Ark-La-Tets, and lower Mississippi Valley, with temperatures in the mid-90s and the heat index between 100 and 110 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a southwest wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 47 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 63, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Stovepipe Wells, California, to a low of 21 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston, partly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.30 inches, which is 68 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.57 inches for the year, which is 4.98 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 97 set in 1900, and the record low 44 in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the risk of a late day shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms late today and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny with a risk of a late-day shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, hazy, hot, and humid near 90 Saturday, more heat and humidity with hazy sun on Sunday, mid-90s, hazy, hot, and humid Monday and Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms, lower 90s, and a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Wednesday, highs back into the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.